Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, everyone, here we are, the final part of our Overflow series, unpacking Isaiah 61. We've spoken about how each one of us are anointed and appointed with a great call, a great purpose, a great plan of God to be your life, to be significant, blessed, and incredibly effective everywhere we go. Isaiah 61, let's jump into it. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." An incredible passage. I think we can all agree that it shares the heart, the character, the real love of God, that to poor people, they would be reminded of God's promise. To brokenhearted people, it will remind them that God can heal them. To prisoners, it reminds them of the promise of freedom. For people living in darkness, that they would see again that everyone can have a reset in the year of the Lord's favor, that God's got the battle and the victory. To people who are in mourning, God provides comfort. People who are grieving, God has everything you need. And it all arrives at that these people will be called oaks of righteousness. It says that they will be a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Oaks of righteousness. You know, it says about these people that they will be called. You know, growing up, we all had the mantra, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That there is power in what you are called. You are a child of God. You are victorious. You are powerful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. But one of the things that you'll be called is an oak of righteousness. That God wants to call you and declare over you and proclaim over you that you aren't some small, insignificant, forgettable, taken down in a storm kind of person, but that you are a grand, magnificent, powerful, strong, fruitful oak of righteousness. And it says they will be called. And when we look at that, if they will be called, then it says that other people will be seeing you. Other people will see the anointing and see what God does in your life, and they will call you something different. You know, in your workplace, in your family, in your church, in your community, your sporting club, all your relationships, wherever you go, remember that as God does something in your life, you'll be called. You'll be, the work that God has done will be noticed, it will be celebrated, and it'll be effective. So what do these people see as God does something in our lives? Number one, your health will be seen. Your health will be seen. It says that you'll be called oaks of righteousness. You know, I've shared it before that, you know, imagine an enormous tree and you cut that tree down and you look at the cross-section of that tree and you'll see a thing called tree rings. They're kind of those concentric circle lines that come out from the center of a tree. And literally every one of those lines represents 1 year of growth. Every single line represents a spring that that tree has reached where there's a burst of life, and it sort of draws this faint line called a tree ring. And as you look at these lines, you can literally count how long has a tree lived by counting the number of lines. And there are some incredibly old trees in this world. And how did we count them? Well, we bore into them, we drew out a sample, and we literally counted the number of rings. You don't last a long time without being very healthy. As you become a mighty oak of righteousness, as you grow to be something incredibly enduring, incredibly strong, incredibly fruitful, you don't grow like that without having great health in your life. And I look at this passage. I look at the poor being encouraged, the grieving people being comforted, the locked up people being set free, the burdened people having a great reset in the year of God's favor. I look at this and I see all of this ultimately is a work of God, a work of His word, a work of His spirit in our lives producing great health. This isn't a whole lot of works to do. This is a whole lot of fruit to bear. God wants you to be incredibly healthy by a work in your life. You know, you think of these great oaks that you and I will be called and are being called. You think of to get to the next tree ring, to get to the next season. You think of all the storms that those trees have endured, that their other weak, sick trees have fallen over, but oaks of righteousness have endured the storms of life. You think of the depth that those roots needed to go to weather the storms and weather the fires and weather the seasons, that it's not just about what you can see, but it's the depths of their security. You think about oaks of righteousness, the incredible fruit and harvest that they have, the degree of branches and acorns and fruit and berries and all the after effects that come from them. But they get that because they are incredibly healthy. A sick tree doesn't produce fruit. And you think when you of an oak of righteousness, you think of the great height that they go to, that God doesn't want you to have a shallow, small life, but wants you to go to incredible heights through His work. So all of this ultimately says, people will call you an oak of righteousness because they will see the great work of God in you that has produced incredible health. Health in your body, health in your soul, health in your identity, health in your thinking, health in your emotions, health in every area of your life. It doesn't mean perfection, but it means health. And I encourage you, as God speaks to you, it may feel overwhelming or it might feel like something small, whatever it is, but as we let God speak to us and do something in us in a certain circumstance, remember that it is adding to our health that will call us an oak of righteousness. So number one, when they will be called oaks of righteousness, your health will be seen. Number two, your seed will be seen. It says, they'll be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord. One of my favorite quotes growing up, I've known this quote for 30 plus years. I heard it as a teenager, and number one, it made me chuckle, but number two, I think it is incredibly profound. It says, today's mighty oak is just yesterday's nut that held its ground. Ultimately, every great oak just comes from a seed. What is massive and big and unmissable and inspiring and enduring and absolutely incredibly significant now all just started as a single seed. All just started as a single seed that didn't get blown away, didn't get burnt up, didn't keep getting moved around. It was a single seed that actually was planted and held its ground. As you're called a mighty oak of righteousness, remember that it all flows back to the seeds that were sown in your life. Be good soil. Allow God and His word to continue to sow into your life, because it's the seed of God, it's the planting of God that causes great growth in us. Jesus teaches us in the gospel about the different hearts of soil we can have: hard soil, weedy soil, rocky soil. And all of it is to teach that we can either have a heart that is receptive to the seed of God, or a heart that is against receiving the seed of God, or hard to sow into. Hey, the challenge isn't, will God sow? Because He will. The challenge is, Lord, help me to have a heart that is receptive to the seeds that you're wanting to sow. Remember, every great oak of righteousness speaks to the seed from which it grew. Number three, your health will be seen, your seed will be seen, and lastly, your God will be seen. In Isaiah, we read all of these great ministries, all of these great fruits, all of these great areas that God wants you and I to serve people in, flow in His anointing in, be a real incredible vessel for bringing heaven to earth in, but it ultimately leads to that we will be a display of His splendor. For the display of His splendor. Now, for some of you, the way you connect with God is you go for a bushwalk or a hike, you go down to the beach, you find a quiet place in nature and you sit and you are incredibly impacted by the majesty and the beauty and the incredible, I guess, perfection of God's creation. For me, I can't do that. I find it too distracting and too much stimulation. I've got to find the most boring beige room in my home and have no distractions just so I can focus. But I get the concept of that even the rocks and stones themselves will praise God. Even nature reveals His splendor. You know, it is no surprise that people do find a sense of inspiration and a sense of selah in the majesty of creation. They would say in a sunset, in a beautiful beach, in a beautiful clifftop, in a beautiful field, wherever it is, they would say that there's something about this place that reveals the scope and the size and the beauty of God. It says here that they'll be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Ultimately, what God does in our lives that grows us into a mighty oak of righteousness, it's not about our splendor, it's about revealing His splendor. Did you know that as an oak of righteousness in your workplace, you are revealing Jesus? In your family, as an oak of righteousness, you are revealing Jesus. In our church, when you worship and you pray and you fellowship and you connect as an oak of righteousness, you are revealing Jesus. Sometimes the most powerful sermons that some people hear is just a Christian being Christian. Just someone enduring a storm and bringing a testimony to the faithfulness and goodness of God. Every time you find something fresh in God, every time you allow His anointing to transform you, reveal God to you, remember that you are becoming a message for our world, our communities, our workplaces, our families, our saved and unsaved friends and family and strangers, that some of the greatest messages they will ever see, some of the greatest places they will find His splendor, some of the greatest billboards advertising Jesus that people will see is a person being an oak of righteousness. At the end of the day, it's all about Him. It's all from Him and it's all for Him. My prayer and hope is that each one of us, as we experience the overflow of God, as we experience His work in our lives, we would be people that our health can be seen, our seed can be seen, and ultimately our God can be seen, that we can bear testimony to the greatness and the goodness of Jesus. Maybe you've been searching and you're trying to reconcile these Christians and how they don't freak out or how they don't melt down or how do they get through these tough times, and sure they feel it and they might have some blowouts and meltdowns, but for some reason they keep their peace, they keep their joy, they keep their sense of optimism, they keep their hope. What's different? The difference isn't do storms happen. The difference isn't do only good things happen. The difference is that they have Jesus. See, Jesus doesn't expose us. Jesus doesn't condemn us. Jesus embraces us. He forgives us of our sin. He serves us in our mess, and He embraces us and offers us, as we are repentant and ask for His forgiveness, He offers us a fresh start and a brand new future. If you need Jesus today, the finale of our Overflow series, I ask you, urge you, and invite you to respond to Jesus. I'm not asking if you're a good enough person. None of us are. I'm not asking if you are perfect. I'm not asking if you've got no mistakes. I'm not asking if you've sorted your sin and your mess out. None of that is what counts before God. What counts before God is a repentant, honest heart that says, I've got sin, I've got a mess, and I need help, and inviting Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you once prayed this prayer, but for whatever reason, you've walked away from your faith. It's time to come home to Him. So I want to pray for you today for the first time or again to get your heart right with Jesus. My hope, my expectation is that today would not be a one-off event, but today would be an incredible start to a journey of faith and relationship and grace with God. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for my friends today who are feeling that it is time to respond to you. I thank you for the first time or again that they may open up their hearts and lives to you to respond and ask for your grace, forgiveness, and peace. I ask today that there would be a true change of the trajectory of their life, that no longer would shame and sin and pain control them, but there would be grace, love, and hope. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. For us all, we're finishing our Overflow series, speaking about the fact that each one of us are anointed and appointed, called for such a time as this. And I hope that in this season, that there has been a personal lifting of your personal faith and anointing and encouragement, that you'd have great confidence that God wants to use you in every area of life. And I encourage you to make this not just the end of a sermon series, but the end of a teaching that sets you up and equips you for an overflow, a continuing of the revelation that you are anointed and appointed. God's got a great call, a great plan, a great purpose. You're looking like an incredible mighty oak of righteousness to me today. But our prayer and hope is that you would go on to do great and significant things in Jesus' name. God bless. Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.